Okay, so we begin the fourth parak of the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva after spending just many weeks, well over a month, on the parak Gimel of Hilchos Teshuva. It's a little bit of a shorter parak. The truth of the matter is that as some divrei hakdama, the Rambam talks about esrim v'arba dvarim akvin etzat teshuva. We don't really know the province of this list. It actually comes from the Rif, as noted by both the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah, but what his source is, is a subject of some controversy. But either way, the Rambam, Kedarko Bakodesh, takes it from the Rif and, develops it, in terms of his Mivar Kol Echad V'Echad L'Fitamo, to quote from the Lecha Mishnah. So the first category is Arba V'Esrim Dvarim Akvin Esat Shuvah, right? It corresponds exactly to what we had in Perek Gimel in terms of Chavdala Chen Lam Chelek Yvolam Haba. Arba Mehen Avon Gadol V'Osa Echad. Okay, so therefore, which, are ma'akev in the tshuva in the sense that a person, isn't zocha for the opportunity. Tshuva in the end is a great opportunity. So it's a category one, is a person who is a spiritual danger to the tzibur, not just in theory, but in practice. Number two is we move from the realm of Rabim to Yachin. You should look at the essay of the Ramban about the Eitz Hadas, how Chait would have been impossible without the notion of a Mesis, without the Nachash, etc., because it wasn't in the Teva of Bnei Adam prior to the Eitz Hadas for a person to even, commit a Chait that only came afterwards. Okay, Gimel. Similarly, right, so now we removed from the realm of the Rabbim to the Yachid, to family members, and the Rambam sort of zooms back out. So all of these kind of like fit into the same rubric of, people who are responsible, not for their own spiritual malaise, responsible for, either causing the rabbim to sin or yachid to sin or family members or failing to prevent, and sometimes failure to prevent is, essentially causing these things, even if we believe people are ultimately responsible. Okay, very good. So, this last section of the Rambam, clearly based on the Gemara in Masech the Shabbos, yachol, Anche beso, nitpas banche beso, anche iro, nitpas banche iro, al kololom kulo, nitpas al kololom kulo, right, kigon resh kalusa. And then you have a strange fourth, not strange intrinsically, but strange contextually, ve'omer echta ve'ashuv, ve'chlal zeh omer echta v'yom ha'kipurim mechaper, right? It's interesting, Lecha Mishnah raises the question. Sometimes you think it actually requires two times, echta v'ashuv, since the Rambam is taking the position only once. So, what does this have to do with the others, right? It's highly personal. This is a personal chait, as opposed to, some kind of an impact that you're having on a yachid, on a rabbim, bein ba'aseh, bein b'losaseh. So, echt avashuv, or echt av yom ha'kipur mechaper. So, what exactly is a tzad ha'shaveh? Or is it just that there is no tzad ha'shaveh? It's just an avon gadol that a person isn't right to do tshuva. So, what I'd like to suggest is that the tzad ha'shaveh in all of these four cases, and three of them are quite obviously, a grouping, is as the Rambam says, l'fi godel cheto. What is the worst kind of a chet? The worst kind of a chet is not any one particular wrong thing. Shvichos damim is terrible, and avodah zara is terrible, and chol shabbos farhesi is terrible, and arayos is terrible, and lashon hara is terrible, and I can, show you makoros that say all of these things are independently the worst thing. But those are not the worst averos. We already talked about, how tshuva works for all of those things. So what's the godel chait, in a kadosh baruch hu maspik v'yad lasos tshuva? The worst chait is to deny the existence of chait. The worst chait is to deny truth and falsehood, right? Is to obviate categories of right and wrong. So somebody who's machdias harabim, or matachaveir miderech tova derech ra, or somebody who tolerates, immorality in their own home or in their own community or in the world, and they can actually do something about it, and sort of just says there's no such thing as right and wrong, and therefore you should do whatever, you want, or machdias harabim, etc. So that is the most grievous sin possible, because it completely legitimizes and validates immoral behavior. And that's exactly where Omer Echtev Ashuv, or Echtev Yom HaKippur Mechaper, that's why it fits in naturally to this category. A person who's so cynical says, okay, so I'll sin, big deal, you know, and then I'll do tshuva, you know. So what you're effectively, you know, validating and legitimizing is chait. The person says, Echtev Yom HaKippur Mechaper, right? How bad could it really be? So these are the worst kinds of sins, right? So again, it could be in a Kadosh Baruch Hu Masbik B'yadu Lasos Tshuva, or if you prefer to like take a more naturalistic approach, a person who, you know, abides this kind of behavior, the chances that they'll do tshuva are almost zero. And again, this is, I don't think the simple pshat of Enekadosh Baruch Hu Masbik B'yadu Lasos Tshuva sounds like it's actually an ikuv bidei shamayim, but you can argue that in all these cases, when a person, you know, sort of legitimates sin, it's very hard for a person to acknowledge that the very nature of their sin itself was, obviating the categories of right and wrong, echtav ashuv, echta v'yom ha-kippurim mechaper, therefore fits in naturally with mesis, meidiach, ma'achti es harabim, ma'akev es harabim la'asos mitzvah, or eno me'machah ba'anshei beisah.